We'd like to remind you that if you've missed previous episodes, you can hear them all directly from your own computer at our website, www.hitching.org. Just go in and look for the archives.
The first two episodes of Tap Dancer and 80 amazingly diverse shows before that, all to listen to free, www.hitching.org. Well, you know, it's been a pretty rough couple of weeks in the country and in the world. And even if you're listening to us in a delayed broadcast quite a while from now, it will probably just have been a rough couple of weeks then, too, whenever.
A lot of our friends say, well, maybe Mercury is retrograde. And I think it's actually human beings that are retrograde.
Sailing rapidly backwards around the sun. I always have a strange reaction to people who usually are presidents or generals, something like that, who say, well, things will have to get worse before they get better. That is making the assumption that things will get better, which rationally is not a highly provable notion. And yet I think there is a place for stupid ideas if they're useful. My grandmother raised geraniums, which I think are pretty ugly flowers, but it was the only bright red thing in her life. And so, my friends, in this time of plague and strife, let us embrace the stupid idea of hope and cling to our geraniums.
Back to our adventure, episode 4 of Tap Dancer.
County Court of Allegheny County, Honorable Willard Berger presiding. All rise.
This morning I woke up and remembered my dream. I was an investment broker who started tap dance lessons. I fell in love.
Kenneth?
My friend Charlie showed up. I became a celebrity.
Fabulous! A guy from Fox Network wants to make you into a Saturday morning cartoon.
And I defaced a billboard proclaiming, America is Burgerland. A very depressing concept. And I found myself on trial for capital crimes. And then I woke up. But I was already awake.
4035, County versus Kenneth Leonard, multiple indictments. If anyone releases another pig in this courtroom, I will the use of chemicals.
Which made me think that there's no harm giving small children dance lessons, but an adult should maybe think twice before taking the risk of becoming a
Dancer.
Defendant.
The Independent Eye presents Tap Dancer, a dramatic misadventure in 6 episodes. Episode 4. Statistical analysis of unlikely events.
Judge needs a recess. 2 minutes.
Mel, you're my attorney after all. Can't you do something here? Should I really have a judge who can only grunt?
Well, he was hit by a truck. What do you expect?
The bailiff, is he supposed to be running the show? Is this a healthy institution?
How about some coffee? My treat.
Ken, this isn't fun and games. I'm going to call Mr. Stipson and get the firm's lawyers down here.
I don't want to involve the firm.
You are their top grossing broker. You are valuable to them and to me.
In my capacity as your supervisor...
My capacity as your lover supersedes your capacity as my supervisor. I have a stake in this also.
Now, Lillian...
I have a stake in this, Ken. It's not just us shaking in our shoes. Our shoes are shaking. There's a slow, very disgruntled earthquake starting to get its act together. I don't enjoy being trapped in someone else's nightmare, but since I am, let's wake up.
Lillian...
It's okay. I have my own quarter.
In thinking back, sure, I can accept the fact that my troubles may be rooted in the system of which I am a well-paid component. In reference to my lawyer, I know that madmen are made, not born, and that clowns don't just grow on trees. But it was hard to focus on deeper meanings. In the midst of total chaos, how could I think of... What I suddenly felt was... I love Lillian. I do. Even her silence when I say, "Don't we have a relationship?" Silence. But silence repeated sets up a heartbeat.
Mr. Leonard.
Me?
Hi, Maggie Thatcher, county attorney. Yeah, that's my real name. Hate it, frankly. Really sorry about this. I'm on your side, 100%.
Huh?
Nothing personal. I really admire you. I wish to hell I didn't have to screw you to the wall.
Look, what is going on here? Aren't you the prosecutor?
Sure. 12 years in the criminal justice system. 12 glorious years processing crime. Nobody's here to prevent it, even punish it. We process it. Why rehabilitate? That's like picking stuff up out of your garbage can and putting it back in the fridge.
Look, I'm not understanding something. I thought if you're going to prosecute major crimes like murder and rape, you have to have, like, victims. The parking tickets I don't mind, but the murder and rape, those might look bad on my resume.
Nothing personal, Mr. Leonard, but you're dead meat. Tell you why. Curious?
Emphatically.
I crucify 1,000 black kids. Nobody bats an eye. One white photogenic stockbroker. Outrageous accusations. I convict, and we'll have headlines for weeks. The whole machine blows open. The market crashes. The Dow Jones goes nuts. It's their own fingers in the meat grinder. Oh, we better look into this. The constructive use of terror.
You're crazy.
Yes. Yes. Right. We're all crazy. We don't use logic here. No, we do. We use chunks of logic falling out of the ceiling.
Come on. You have to convince a jury.
Well, I could build a circumstantial case. Your whereabouts at 1142, confirmed by a parking citation in the vicinity of maybe 12,000 victims. We've got yard sales on victims. I could do that. But why bother? I'll do it the old-fashioned way. We sell 200 million people absolute lies. What's another 12?
Yeah, the judge.
He's brain dead. The bailiff's in charge now. When they chose up sides, they chose him last, and he's been stewing ever since.
Oh, we'll file an appeal.
They're tightening the parameters. Bill of Rights, habeas corpus, who frankly gives a damn? We want our criminals deep, fat, fried.
Plea bargain?
No way. You're my inspiration, my catalyst. You've shown me what it means to risk. Take the plunge, go for it. I'm going for it, Mr. Leonard. That big red handle marked self-destruct.
You're crazy.
Yes, yes.
Jury selection. 12 individuals who will make major career decisions on your behalf. A short little ferret lady, a wide man with a necktie depicting dogs and ducks, 4 or 5 people who have a hard time keeping their faces in focus, and a math professor, this high, silly laugh who describes his research as statistical analysis of unlikely events. What's the probability of something that doesn't occur often enough to calculate its probability? Probability of something that never happens, or the utterly impossible that in fact just happened.
refrain from coming. This isn't fun and games. No smoking.
I don't smoke.
No sandals. Haircuts. Display. Work for a living.
I try.
Or I'll die. Hell of a lot of people just die. They are. Execution.
Defendant Kenneth President of a commercial billboard has been indicted for computer error. Yes, but a pattern emerges. We will offer no relevant.
Conviction.
Mel!
We welcome a conviction. We say, go for it!
I can't wait.
Base is loaded, Ken!
Charlie!
Order! This is a court of law!
He was joking.
Jokes! You want jokes? Fun and games? Fine! It's your trial. We'll give you fun and games. Prosecutor, present your witnesses. When the music starts, you walk around. When it stops, sit in the witness box.
Miss Dolly Small.
Oh, my God.
Raise your right hand.
Miss Dolly Small, my first grade teacher. The same bleached hair, incrustations of rings, bosoms that arrive at the witness box a step ahead of her.
Miss Small, you were acquainted with the defendant?
Yes. I have a prepared statement. Kenneth Leonard, he was a good boy. Good hygiene habits. He brought his grandma's dentures to show and tell.
What other things did Kenneth Leonard bring to show and tell?
Well, he brought all the hair from when he had a haircut.
Teeth and hair. Did you have any reason to believe that the defendant might grow up to commit a felony?
Well, he colored outside the lines.
Miss Small, in your first grade curriculum, is there any mention made of the 4 centuries of genocide against the Native Americans?
Your Honor, I object.
Overruled, sustained, whatever.
No further questions, Your Honor.
Next witness, prop up the judge.
Mel, shouldn't you yell objection or something?
Kenny, there are millions of people starving. 6 oil wells a day being sunk in virgin wilderness. 200 species a week wiped out by the economic system for which you are directly responsible. And you object to musical chairs?
Farmer Brown to the stand.
Farmer Brown is on the stand.
Please state your name.
Farmer Brown.
You are Farmer Brown who was depicted in the Burgerland promotional campaign?
Sure am.
Farmer Brown, what was your reaction when you saw your defaced face?
Well, ma'am, I was hurt. The pigs have been not the same. They know something's up. It's a blow to the family farm, backbone of America, and it's damaged my career as a billboard.
If America is not Burgerland, then what is it?
If it ain't Burgerland, then it ain't worth spit.
Mr. Brown, isn't it a fact that the crops of America are planted among the bones of the Native American? That your plow has violated the great Mother Earth?
Well, that might could be. We're none of us perfect.
Music!
Can't we get back to our love story? Wasn't that more interesting? Shouldn't we be able to choose what movie our life resembles? Isn't that what freedom means?
next witness, Mr. Henry Hickle?
We've subpoenaed this witness as a hostile witness, Your Honor.
So noted. Do you swear?
Constantly.
Henry?
Are you practicing?
Mr. Hickle, you are the proprietor of Henry's Dance College, offering classes in ballet, jazz, tap, baton twirling, dramatics, and astrology. Is that correct?
The astrology pays the bills.
And you've given Mr. Leonard tap dance lessons. How would you characterize his work?
Artistically unforgivable, but charming.
He was a good student?
Well, he's very persistent. Plus, little girls don't want to study tap now. They want to be stockbrokers.
Mr. Hickle, you opened your studio 6 years ago. Where were you before that?
I was in New York.
For what purpose?
Well, if you can make it there, you'll make it anywhere. New York, New York, all of that.
Is it not a fact, Mr. Hickle, that you returned precisely because you could not make it? That in 5 years of auditioning for chorus roles, you achieved only a venereal infection?
I was studying.
That your mother worked a double shift so you could flutter your way to stardom?
Why are you asking
that
this?
That your resume claims professional roles, which in fact you played in high school?
No, what's the point?
Please stop this right now.
Proceed!
Henry, is it a fact that you returned home, moved in with your mother, and taught dance classes because you couldn't get a real job? Is that a fact?
I have standards, and standards get you in trouble. People expect you to have no standards, and they hate to be disappointed. For many reasons, very personal, I felt it was not in my best interests to remain in New York and make it, and therefore I returned. I opened my studio, which I find very fulfilling. Very fulfilling. I don't have to put up with this. Kenneth, I can say, categorically, is incapable of any crime. He has no talent at all. I have told him this repeatedly, day in and day out. I've left messages on his machine. But he has found in tap dancing an exhilarating manifestation of inner spirit, and I respect that. I do. And if the defense attorney was doing his job, he might ask, who is on trial here? You people are mean. You're mean. You're just very mean. My America isn't Burgerland. It would be Pasta Primavera.
Your Honor, the county rests.
What was that for? What did that accomplish? There are established procedures, aren't there? Didn't there used to be?
Hey, coming through. Excuse me.
At that moment, the doors opened for the painters again, more now like Japanese investors flapping their wallets. We had to move. And we followed jury, reporters, cops carrying the judge, a lady with a shopping cart full of cans, courtroom G, but the locks had been changed. Nobody had a key. They called the custodian, who came with a huge ring of keys, but all to another building. For security, it seems they give janitors keys to buildings they don't work in, so as the doors are locked one by one, they can rarely be opened again. And so at last, with great metaphorical ambiguity, my trial, my one and only definitive trial, was moved to the men's room.
The judge has to use the facilities. Ladies, please close your eyes. Men can watch.
What? Kenneth? Am I in the right place?
Nobody is.
Terrific.
Hi, Melodrag. I wanted to catch you guys before we start up again.
Are you hungry?
Starved.
All I could find was cornflakes. Dry.
Because I'm not sure Kenneth fully appreciates the strategy here. Basically, the strategy is plead innocent, go for a conviction. Groundwork for an appeal. This is pure First Amendment. Drag it out, it stays in the news. Says 6 months, a year, 2 years, this can be very, very big for us all.
The damn computer malfunctioned.
We're getting mad here because we're getting scared. Now, here's the strategy.
Ken, I called Mr. Stipson. He's agreed to have the firm's lawyers handle this. They all know the judge. It'll take 5 minutes.
This surprises me.
Thank God for sales assistance.
Now, the catch is, you have to stop this stuff. Mr. Stipson doesn't like the publicity. He wants you to return to the fold as a broker, not a hoofer.
God, my sales have increased.
He sees long-term impact on investor confidence. Come on, eat.
God, I love your fingers.
Hey, guys, Chief Crazy Horse. A great American strategist. I look at this and I see strategy.
Is that what you want me to do? Give it up?
Yes, absolutely. No question. Now.
You're ambivalent. Kiss me.
Eating cornflakes.
I have to say something here.
Shut up. Shut your mouth. Get out. Go. Die. Degenerate. Dissolve.
Well, I know when I'm not wanted.
Just tell me to quit. Tell me to do what Mr. Stipson asked, and I will do it.
Quit. Give it up. Stop dancing. Get out of this mess. Eat your cornflakes.
You're a symbol of hope, and you're telling millions of people.
I don't believe you.
You're telling them to go to hell.
Kenneth, I don't want more surprises. I want...
You want to play your little love story. Sure.
I just want a little love story. Please, Kenneth, be normal.
See, my feeling is you didn't succumb to a casual pass from your boss or a wild, crazy guy.
So I'm gone, Buster.
But you carried on affairs with both of these guys, which was me. So how do you drop the one and stay stuck to the other?
You think you have a chance in hell? Nothing is real here. We live in a little sitcom, and the people who live well are those who help us believe that little sitcom. You could do that, Ken. You could be very big. Very, very big. But you don't want to. You just want to be Kenneth. So you'll just be Kenneth. See what happens to Kenneth.
Lillian.
I know, Ken. I know. Ken, I'm stuck. I hadn't planned on severe cardiac distress. I'd started with younger guys, rebounded to older men, and then I thought, maybe the trouble is men. And I tried a less familiar mattress, and, well, basically, I have very bad luck with anything breathing. And then you, Kenneth and Ken. My God.
We went to the beach. I was 5 or 6. My parents rented this cabin on the beach, and I collected shells. Wonderful curlicue shells. Screw baseball, I had my shells. And I went to pick up a shell, and it scurried away. This beautiful shell with a hermit crab. It didn't belong there, this damn little spidery thing that wasn't even paying rent. This terrible sense that on a clean, sandy beach, this gorgeous architectural wonder, perfect for knick-knack shelves, possessed by a sleazy little anarchist that just didn't belong. I brought home all my other shells, and I put them on my shelf, and eventually I threw them away. Because I very badly missed that hermit crab. Every soul should have one. Even mine. You want some Pepsi on me?
You can open your eyes. He's done.
Your Honor?
Speak through your lawyer.
My lawyer just resigned. I'd like to ask that charges be dismissed.
On what grounds?
On the grounds that the prosecution presented no evidence.
Well, those are very serious allegations. You claim this court has allowed a case that has no basis in fact.
No.
That this court has violated fundamental procedures, and you have made these charges within hearing of the jury, and I find you in contempt.
Could the judge speak for himself?
He's doing you a favor, just breathing.
I need a lawyer.
Hey.
You need a lawyer. Fine. There's one. He just walked in. You're a lawyer.
I gotta go to the can.
Get up here. You're a lawyer.
No, that's Charlie. Charlie isn't a lawyer. He's a musician. He teaches high school.
So what? I'm not a judge. I'm the bailiff.
I have a right to a lawyer.
Where does the Constitution define a lawyer? The judge goes by the Constitution.
Ken, it's okay. It's great. You need me? I'll do it. Hey, it'll be a kick. We'll do a jazz defense.
Ken, if Mr. Stimson's lawyer... Lawyers will be here.
Fight fire with fire, man. For a nutcase, you need a nut. Freak him out. 1944, Steve Beers, Cleveland Indians, went 2-for-2 in his first and only day in the majors. Greatest one-day hero.
Charlie.
Oh, man, I owe you. You changed my whole life.
You're serious.
You're important to me, man.
I don't want to be important. I want to be extremely insignificant at this point in time.
This is the ultimate trip.
He doesn't want the ultimate trip. He wants a ride home.
Defense ready?
Am I ready, Ken? Am I in the on-deck circle, designated home run artiste?
What do I do, Lillian? Take Stimson's offer or go with Babe Ruth?
Oh, Ken, I don't...
What's the answer?
Tune in next week.
This was Tap Dancer, written by Conrad Bishop and Elizabeth Fuller, produced by The Independent Eye in the studios of Lebanon Valley College of Pennsylvania, with funding from the National Endowment for the Arts, Pennsylvania Council on the Arts. Audio engineer John Newell, music Elizabeth Fuller. Next time, Episode 5, What is Freedom?
Kenneth, you know, it wasn't my idea to testify. I was subpoenaed, as you know. Mine is not a talent for self-promotion, but I do feel I have something vital to offer. Don't you? Where to put your toe, where to shuffle, and that's a contribution to the world. Kenneth, it is an honor to have you as a student, a pleasure and a privilege. Kenneth, your fire is a drizzly ember, as is mine. But preserve it, please. Please.
You've been listening to our play, Tap Dancer, in 6 episodes. Next time, the conclusion.
And Tap Dancer is a 3-CD set. Think about who in your family or your acquaintance is bent enough to really enjoy this story, and think about giving them a gift that they certainly will remember. You can get it in our gift shop at www.hitching.org with many other unique spoken word CDs. Hitchhiking is about journeys. That trip you took, where you were different at the end of the trip? If you have a story like that, please, we'd love to hear it. Email us through the website and tell us about it.
Hitchhiking Off the Map is produced by The Independent Eye and supported by a grant from the National Endowment for the Arts and by the Hitchhikers Guild. Please join and help make this happen. www.hitching.org. This is Conrad Bishop.
And Elizabeth Fuller. And finally, thoughts on justice from Daniel Webster, Benjamin Disraeli, Georges Bernanos, and Charles Mackay.
Justice, sir, is the great interest of man on earth.
Justice is truth in action.
Justice in the hands of the powerful is merely a governing system like any other. Why call it justice?
But the sunshine eye shall light the sky as round and round we run, and the truth shall ever come uppermost, and justice shall be done.
And from Bill Armentrout, warden of the Missouri State Penitentiary, I look at the criminal justice system as a sewer pipe, and I'm just at the end of it.